top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the prime evening news for today, Tuesday, February 27th, in the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney commended attendees of the National Electoral Assembly on Sunday for showing appreciation of and commitment to collective wisdom and collaboration in effective change in Dominica.
.com. Right on cue.
Prime Minister Gaston Brown stated on Monday that Haiti's interim leader, Dr. Ariel Henry, should step down to facilitate uninterrupted efforts to address the socio-economic and political challenges in Haiti.
As it happens.
And French President Emmanuel Macron said he could not rule out sending troops to Ukraine to ensure Russia does not win the war, although he cautioned that there was no consensus at this stage. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Pastor Randy Rodney expressed appreciation for the individuals who participated in the National Electoral Reform Gathering held on Sunday. He emphasized that their presence underscored an acknowledgement of the importance of collaborative wisdom and knowledge sharing in addressing the ongoing challenges facing the country. Pastor Rodney highlighted the significance of coming together to exchange ideas and insights, emphasizing that collective efforts are essential for bringing about meaningful change.
I want to commend those of you who attended that national meeting of minds. Those of you who decided to come on a Sunday afternoon, I want to commend you for doing that. I was really elated to see so many of you show up, and from so many different organizations. That for me made sense, and it means that you have understood collaborative wisdom and understanding and bringing knowledge together, so we can face the challenges ahead of us. We need to come together, pull together, and that I believe is groundbreaking for us in Dominica. And I want to ask of you, whenever you are called again, to bring some people with you. You know, bring them, because they need to understand that is when we bring our wisdom together. My grandfather, who never went to a secondary school, he used to say in Patois, "Les pipakaweta don sel tet," and I have never forgotten that. That it doesn't matter how bright you are, and some of you come from universities and you're supposed to be bright, but somehow maybe they put darkers on your headlight, so it's not as bright as it should be.
Pastor Rodney touched that stood the value of wisdom, noting that it can be found in diverse sources. He highlighted the importance of collaboration, stating that when wisdom from different individuals are combined, the collective strength of a group becomes stronger than if they were to act separately.
You know, we can find wisdom in so many places. And when we find that wisdom from varied people and we collaborate together, we are stronger together. The wise man Solomon says that wisdom is found in many places. In the multitude of counsel, he says, there is wisdom. And I ask of you to think about that as we move along. And so my commendation to you and to the organizers. And I'm really happy that the organizers could pull that out. And last night I gave my thanks, you know, but I also want to thank again the police who were on the scene to make sure that everything went well. Gentlemen, and ladies, I think there were a few ladies, you all did well. And we applaud you for that. You are real Dominican security people. And that's how it should be done. You know, you come in your normal police clothes and police the thing. That's what that's about. When you show up in your army fatigue with an M16 on your back, it means that you come to make deba with people. You incite people. So I was pleased to see that. And I commend you for that. When you do wrong, I tell you do wrong. When you do right, I also tell you right. So I commend you for that. That is what policing is about.
And that was Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program. CARICOM Secretary General Dr. Carla Barnett reflected on the legacy of leadership within the organization, noting the significant strides made by past and present generations. Dr. Barnett emphasized that their collective efforts have laid a solid foundation upon which CARICOM will continue to build. With over 50 years of existence, she highlighted CARICOM's enduring role as a dynamic integration movement, actively addressing the developmental priorities of the region.
Past and present generations of leaders have established a solid foundation for us to build on. Our more than 50 years of existence demonstrates that the Caribbean community remains a viable integration movement. We have shown a keen appreciation of the development priorities that are critical to the region's peace and prosperity. The stage is well set for this new generation to engage its innovativeness, ingenuity, and dynamism to secure and improve on the gains so far achieved. Mr. Chairman, as you carry us forward as a standard bearer for CARICOM for the next 6 months, there is a heavy regional and global agenda which demands our undivided attention and active engagement in spite of the ever-present vagaries of the global landscape.
Dr. Barnett urged Caribbean leaders to leverage the organization's 50 years of existence, emphasizing the importance of reflecting on past achievements and identifying areas for improvement.
Let us therefore harness the wisdom of our 50 years of existence, learning from what we have done well and what we know we can do better, and move forward with passion and determination to overcome today's challenges. Let us welcome active participation from our youth, our women, civil society, labor organizations, and the private sector, our indigenous peoples, our creatives, and our athletes. Let us ensure we constantly work to bring all on board to keep our integration movement growing and beneficial to the welfare of all our peoples. We owe no less to the people of the Caribbean community at home and in the diaspora.
CARICOM Secretary General Dr. Carla Barnett. During the National Assembly that took place over the weekend between the two bridges in Roseau, United Workers Party member Clement Mosley encouraged attendees not to shy away from advocating for Dominica's development, particularly for the benefit of their children, future generations, and those facing hardships. He commended the presence of supporters at the event, seeing it as a testament to the shared belief that Dominica has the potential for improvement.
You cannot be afraid to stand for the development of your children, my child, your neighbor's child, and those who are abroad struggling. You cannot be afraid. So I want to commend every one of you standing here. I am proud to say that I am standing on the side of truth, on the side of righteousness, on the side that says we can do better in Dominica, and on the side that I am fed up of saying that I want to help my country. As a young man, I had to make that bold decision, and I was afraid, yes, because I came from a labor constituency, and walking towards the United Workers Party for the very first minute, thus I could move that house, because I know it took strength. When all your friends say, but what man is you doing? When your parents are concerned and they say, but you know you resign your job, and you go in, I say, mommy, if I don't do it, somebody will suffer more than me. So I will take it front. So I can understand the fear, but what I want to tell you is once you pass that threshold, once you are able to start and say, boss, I pay my bills, I run in my house, I work for what I want. Once you can stand here, you are a strong dog.
Masler emphasized that the resilience of the Dominican people will lead the country out of its current challenges, stating that young people should not consider migrating to other country as the only option. He highlighted the importance of retaining hope and determination in improving the nation's circumstances.
It is that fighting power that we are blessed with as Dominicans that will take us away from that morass that we have been for far too long. I shouldn't be a young man and my first goal is to catch a plane to Dominica. That shouldn't be the case. And they keep telling you, okay, so when you vote, when I vote in WP, what are you going to do? Well, I told a lady that in Dublin, I will tell come out, I wouldn't sell out. So I wouldn't want to look pretty and nice and everybody like me. And then because I'm going to sell for a government, sell myself for a government, that will not happen. So don't look for that. Number two, I will not stay here and do nothing until I myself start to fall apart. You need to stand up and say, enough is enough, I deserve that. And God, look at it provided for me, and my country can provide for me. That shouldn't be the case.
United Workers Party member Clement Mosler. In other news, Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown called for Haiti's interim leader, Dr. Ariel Henry, to step aside during a telephone interview with the Caribbean Media Corporation on Monday. Brown, attending the 46th regular summit of CARICOM leaders in Guyana, emphasized that Henry's resignation is needed to ensure unhindered efforts in addressing Haiti's socio-economic and political challenges, which have been a focal point of the four-day gathering. Brown expressed concerns that Henry's continued presence in the government could be perceived as excavating Haiti's problems rather than solving them. He highlighted the need for Henry to transition and become an impartial mediator, facilitating power-sharing agreements to stabilize Haiti. Brown emphasized the importance of dispelling the perception that interventions are intended to benefit Henry personally, underscoring the urgency of achieving stability in Haiti for the well-being of its citizens. And French President Emmanuel Macron signaled on Monday the possibility of European nations deploying troops to Ukraine, although he noted that there was currently no unanimous agreement among allies on this matter. This decision arose as European leaders convened in Paris, where they collectively committed to increasing efforts to provide additional ammunition and support to Kyiv.
French President Emmanuel Macron opened the door on Monday to sending troops to Ukraine after a meeting with European leaders that aimed to send Moscow a message of Western resolve over support for Kyiv. Speaking to reporters after the talks, Macron said while no consensus was reached on deployment, France could not rule out a potential later need for it to ensure Russia does not win the war.
We should not exclude that there might be a need for security, which then justifies some elements of deployment. But I've told you very clearly what France maintains as its position, which is strategic ambiguity that I stand by. Nothing should be excluded to pursue our goals.
Later, Slovakia's prime minister said several NATO and EU members were considering sending soldiers to Ukraine on a bilateral basis. A White House official told Reuters that the United States had no plans to send troops to fight in Ukraine and that there were no plans to send NATO troops either. The meeting in Paris was called by Macron to discuss how to ramp up material support for Ukraine, as French advisers warned of what they called an escalation in Russian aggression over the past few weeks. Some 20 European leaders, as well as British Foreign Minister David Cameron and a representative from the US, took part. The talks led to progress on a Czech-led initiative to buy ammunition from third countries. Macron said France would back the plan and that a coalition to speed up delivery of long-range missiles had also been agreed. While Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte told reporters the Netherlands will contribute 100 million euros to the initiative.
I think there was a great sense of urgency, particularly for the short term, on ammunition and on air defense.
In his nightly public address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he also took part in the meeting by video link, saying the main topic was to discuss how to beef up the country's resilience and capabilities, including its arsenal.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney commended attendees of the National Electoral Assembly on Sunday for showing appreciation of and commitment to collective wisdom and collaboration in effective change in Dominica.
The Big Station.
Prime Minister Gaston Brown stated on Monday that Haiti's interim leader, Dr. Ariel Henry, should step down to facilitate uninterrupted efforts to address the socio-economic and political challenges in Haiti. And French President Emmanuel Macron said he could not rule out sending troops to Ukraine to ensure Russia does not win the war, although he cautioned that there was no consensus at this stage.
Q95DA.com.
I've been your presenter, Fudison Varman.
Q. top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q.